Part 2. Amateur Hour at the White House. If I win the presidency, what advice can you guys give me? Obama queried. Former White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles cut right to the chase. Leave your friends at home, he said. They just create problems when you get to Washington. Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod looked on, dumbfounded. Ron Suskind, Confidence Men. Chapter 6. Drinking the Obama Kool-Aid. That fellow seems to me to possess but one idea, and that is a wrong one. Samuel Johnson, Boswell's Life of Johnson. On the evening of Tuesday, June 30th, 2009, Barack Obama invited 9 like-minded liberal historians to have dinner with him in the family quarters of the White House. His chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, personally delivered the invitations to each historian with a word of caution. The dinner was to remain private and off the record. All 9 eagerly accepted the invitation, and at the appointed hour they gathered for drinks and hors d'oeuvres in a room decorated with African art, which Barack and Michelle Obama had brought with them to the White House from their home in the Hyde Park section of Chicago. After a while, an usher announced that dinner was being served, and the president led the historians into the dining room, where they hunted for their place cards around a long oval table. The president sat in the middle on one side of the table. 2 of his aides, Rahm Emanuel and Valerie Jarrett, the president's powerful behind-the-scenes senior advisor, had been invited to attend, rounding out the number of diners to 12.